This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, feline friends. Welcome to Catitude. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. We have a really unique show. As you listeners know, I always say, you know, we're about anything and everything cat. Well, this is a really unique cat subject, but this is for all you gamers out there. And if you're not a gamer, you're still going to find this show a ton of fun. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Pet Greens is proud to support Catitude on Pet Life Radio. Our small family farm produces live organic cat grass, catnip, and soft chew treats packed with green nutrition to help your pets truly thrive inside. We're partnering with pioneer cat behavior expert and best-selling author Pam Johnson Bennett to help indoor cats live their best lives with indoor enrichment tips for their parents.
Anyone who knows me knows I am a very strong proponent for cats being indoors. But when we bring cats indoors, where I feel it's safest, we have an obligation to make sure they have a fulfilling life, that they get enrichment. And part of that enrichment is encouraging health. And a big part of that health is cat grass. Cat grass helps with the prevention of hairballs. It can help keep your cat away from houseplants. It's also fun for your cat. It's a natural behavior that your cat wants to chew, and you know that you're providing it in a safe way.
For more information on the benefits of cat grass and catnip for your cat's indoor enrichment, visit petgreens.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Desmond Wong. He is the CEO of the development team and game designer for Cat Quest 3. Welcome, Desmond.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Michelle. Super excited to be on the show.
I'm very excited to have you on. So, Cat Quest 3 was released on International Cat Day, August 8th.
Yeah.
Did you play on that?
Yeah, we totally did, right? Every Cat Quest game, this is the third one already, we've always released it close to or around International Cat Day. It just fits, right? I mean, it's a game about cats. Yeah, and people love cats. Like, the best time to do it is International Cat Day. So we've always done that.
So this is Cat Quest 3. So it was originally released in 2017.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. 2017 is a really long time ago. But yeah, why cats, right? So Cat Quest is actually the very first one. It's actually the second game that we made in our company. And when we were concepting the second game, we knew we wanted to base it off an animal, right? Because we felt that if you do that, it's easier to create something unique that people haven't really seen before, because lots of games are centered around humans, right? And stuff like that. So basing it off an animal could be really cool. So, and cats are really near and dear to our hearts, right? Especially the people in my company, right? The people that worked on the games. And even here in Singapore, like, there's this whole thing about community cats, right? Because there's like in lots of residential areas, you know, we have lots of cats that just like live below our blocks, right? And like the residents here, we just love to take care of them and things like that. And, you know, as we all know, the internet loves cats. There's so many cat memes. It's super fun, super cute. And we just kind of knew that it was a little bit of a cheat, right? If we were to base the game on cats, we would kind of like win half the battle in a sense, right? Like, people would already love the game just because it's about cats. So that was one of the major reasons. You know, the rest of it is cats, there's just so much. They're just so rich in like our culture, right? In pop culture, especially. There's the whole thing about how cats have nine lives. There's all those things that we could pull from, right, creatively to create our games, right? And cats themselves, they have like really interesting, you know, relationships with other animals too. Like, we all know, you know, cats and dogs have that relationship. Cats and mice have that relationship. And those were things that we could pull from as well when designing our games. So basically, there's just so much stuff that we could use with cats. And it really helped us create something unique.
You said something interesting. It's a little bit off topic, but not really. So you said in Singapore, there's a lot of cats. I know that in Asia, cats are very popular. And
yes.
I believe they outnumber dogs. And I know,
yes.
I think one reason might be because there's a lot of apartments and cats are better for apartments than dogs. Are there other reasons?
Yeah, I mean, like legally in Singapore as well, it's easier to keep a cat in public housing, right? And I think in Asian culture, especially, right? Like cats are just seen as like easier to kind of take care of, especially in Japanese culture. Cats are really strong in their mythology and things like that, right? So I think all this kind of like trickle down. It's not to say dogs and other animals are not popular here as well, right? It's just that I think due to the space limitation, because dogs need really large area to run around and things like that, right? It's just, I think, easier to take care of cats here in Singapore, especially with the space limitation and things like that. But yeah, I think there's really a lot more like cat owners here, at least that I know of, as compared to other animals. So yeah, you're right to say that.
Interesting. I always find the cultural differences between, you know, people in, you know, different places so different, except, you know, if you love cats, you love cats. That's all that we have, besides other things. That's one thing that brings us all together. So let's talk about your game. Can you give us an overview of the game? Like what some of the adventures that people will experience when they play Cat Quest 3?
Yeah, sure. So a Cat Quest game is what we call an action adventure role-playing game. So what that means is, you know, you kind of play as a cat, right? Set in a really fantastical cat world. So everything in our world is based around cats, right? Like, so imagine kind of like a medieval fantasy environment, kind of like Lord of the Rings or stuff like that. But everything's a cat, right? So like, all the people living in towns are town cats, right? The king is like a lion, you know? So it's just really fun. You know, we incorporate our game is full of puns, right? So like the main continent in the game is called Felengard, you know, right? The place you explore in Cat Quest 3 is called the Peribian. So there's really cool and fun things like that. So in each game, you kind of like go on this adventure or what we call a cat venture, and you save it from like a big bad guy, right? Which is usually another cat, right? And you do this by fighting enemies, you know, learning spells, right? Equipping armor, finding new weapons, finding treasure along the way and getting stronger and stronger until you're like powerful enough to, you know, to more or less, you know, save the world, right? So it's designed to be super accessible and super easy to play, which is probably why a lot of our fans are, some are younger, right? Some never played games before. We have a lot of parents who play the Cat Quest games with their kids, right? So it really appeals to a whole wide age group. So in a sense, that's what the Cat Quest games are, right? And in Cat Quest 3 this time, it's pirate themed, right? So as I was saying, you get to explore the Peribian as a pirate cat, and your main adversary this time are mice, right? So we're calling them pirates, you know, so they're like rats on the sea and stuff like that. So yeah, that's what Cat Quest 3 is about, and in general, what the whole franchise is about as well.
As I was watching the trailer video, it made me think about, you know, cats were mousers. Oh, they still are in some places, but they were mousers on ships way back.
Yeah. So we've used all their, right? It's like what I was saying before about how there's so much a rich lore that we could pull from all this. So we use a lot of this, right? Like rats have been known to be on ships and stuff, which is why we thought, oh, they're a perfect fit for being pirates, right? In a sense, like, so they're on their own ships, they'll sail the high seas of the Peruvian. Yeah, so we thought it'd be really fun to do that.
Are any of the cat creatures modeled after cats that either you have or friends have, family members?
Not exactly. So we took a great effort, right, to make sure that all our cats kind of have this unique and homogenous look, right? It's for development purposes to make it a little bit easier, but it's also easier for players to recognize our characters when they see them online, right? Or they see a drawing or a silhouette of a character from Cat Quest, or they will know, like, oh, that's a Cat Quest cat. That's a cat from Cat Quest, right? So what we kind of did was we looked at a whole bunch of, like, cat species, you know, like the Persian cats, brown hair cats, and all those stuff. And we kind of, like, combined them all together to create this unique look for the characters in the game, right? So we do have certain characters in the world that reference like cat breeds in a sense, but they're more there to inform like their character in the game as well, like what kind of character traits they have in a sense and things like that. So to your question of whether we model like any of our characters from certain cats that we know and own, so not really, but we kind of do take everything that is out there from the cats that we know and from the cats that we see in pop culture and kind of like combine it all into one unique look.
Okay, that's interesting. So while you won't see a distinct Siamese or Sphinx or Scottish pole, those smushy face cats.
So yeah, you won't actually see like the actual breeds, but we do take like certain breeds into account when designing our characters. So for example, like the main baddie in the first game, right? He's modeled after a Sphinx. He has character traits of a Sphinx cat, right? And there's like a character who's like really grumpy. So his face is kind of like modeled after like a Persian breed, right? So we do take elements from different breeds of cats, but yeah, they're not actually those breeds. Like it's just all Cat Quest cats. In a sense.
Okay, I got it. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. Hey, Michelle Byrne here, and you know saving cats is near and dear to my heart. Did you know that there is an estimated 70 to 100 million free-roaming cats in the United States? And without spay-neuter, that number will keep growing. Not only does spay-neuter mainly reduce the community cat population, but it also keeps cats healthier. Scooter, the neutered cat, is on a mission to give cats an extra life by making it hip to be snipped. Visit his website, givethem10.org, to help pioneer a better world for cats. That's givethem10, spelled out, TEN.org. Ready for the biggest cat celebration in the world? Come to the CFA International Cat Show and Expo in Cleveland, Ohio on October 12th and 13th. The Expo is the world's grandest cat celebration, seamlessly blending pedigree cat exhibitions with feline welfare and rescue initiatives. It captivates over 10,000 feline enthusiasts each year, celebrating all cats, whether rescue or pedigreed, in a shared spirit of love and unity. Dive into cat-themed activations and enlightening educational sessions. Marvel at 1,000 non-pedigree and pedigreed cats, adoptable felines, and explore over 100 cat-themed vendors. It's an event dedicated to honoring our beloved felines and their admirers. And guess what feline influencers are coming to meet and greet? YouTube cat video sensation Aaron's Animals, as well as Nathan the Cat Lady, Lambo Leisha, Chupi, and many, many more. Gather your cat crew and do whatever it takes to head to the CFA Cat Expo. It's a whisker-wiggling, tail-twirling extravaganza you won't want to miss. Get your tickets at cfacatexpo.com. That's cfacatexpo.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm talking to Desmond Wong. He's the CEO of the development team and the game designer of Cat Quest 3. So, Desmond, this is probably one of the fun parts that you had when you were creating the game. What kind of cat traits that we all know of and love, like hairballs, that you incorporated into the game?
Right, that's a great question. So like in the game, you can kind of rest and get your health back, right? So you do this by literally taking a cat nap, right? And the whole process comes complete with a cat's caught and everything. So it's really cool. The weapons in the game is inspired by cat-like things, right? So like one of the weapon types are like cat claws. So you can like kind of scratch your enemies and things like that. The whole game is full of cat puns. You know, we have the characters speak in puns in a sense. So they'll say stuff like perfect. Or like possum, you know, things like that. Even like, what was it? Like cats have this aversion to water, right? And we use that as part of our gameplay. So like when you start a Cat Quest game, you can't really access areas in the water right from the beginning because, you know, your cat just doesn't like it, right? So we kind of use that in the level design, you know, you have to find your way around giant water bodies and stuff like that because cats just don't like it. But in cat rescue, because it's set in the Peruvian and you're a pirate, you know, we had to give a cat like a giant floating device. So it's a little bit less torturous for them. There's a lot of other things too that we do. So cats like milk, even though they're a little bit like lactose intolerant, right? So like the taverns in our game, instead of serving ale or beer, right, they serve milk, right? So all the cats in the game drink milk. There's lots of other minor details as well, like the way the characters move, you know, the sounds they make and stuff like that. And even right down to the stories of the game, right? We really try to base it off like what would a cat's story be. So, for example, like in the first game, you know, it's really about the love and relationship a cat has with its so-called owner, right? In the second game, it's about how cats and dogs have to unite to save their kingdoms. And in Cat Quest 3, it's really about, you know, how you can have a family with cats, right? So it's every Cat Quest game is kind of centered, themed around something, you know, that is really crucial and like a focal point of what being a cat is.
Thank you. What kind of fun can somebody have in the game? Like battles and, I don't know, pirates fighting? What can we expect?
Yeah, so Cat Quest is an action-adventure game. So what that means is you'll be able to do combat, right? So you can attack enemies. So there's lots of fun to be had there, right? In Cat Quest 3 especially, you'll be fighting other pirates, right? Well, rats, they come with like all the different movesets as well that you have to overcome. And the newest thing that we're adding in Cat Quest 3 is like a fully sailable pirate ship, right? So anytime in the game, you'll be able to jump in your ship and sail on the Peruvian. You know, the ship can fire like giant cannonballs. There's many different abilities you can learn and equip on your ship. So it's really fun. You know, there's lots of cool things you can do in the Peruvian. You can sail around. You can meet the different people or other cats and dogs that live in the Peruvian, right? Oh. Lots of treasure to find. So that's one of the major draws of the Cat Quest game as well. You know, you're exploring a cave. You come across this giant treasure chest. You open it, like lots of cool stuff spew out. And then you find a cool new weapon. You get to equip it and see how it does on enemies, right? So that's kind of like the fun part of a Cat Quest game and what, you know, most people would go in expected.
As you were talking before about different cat traits, I was thinking about this. What about some of the things that are, maybe this will be too realistic, just like movies show it. Do you have litter boxes?
Litter boxes? No, so we have it like a part of the environment, right? So like if you go into the different homes of the cats that live in our world, you get to see this like in their houses and things like that, right? But they're really there for more like decorative purposes. Yeah, so there's lots of all these cool little details that we put in our world, you know, to kind of like link it back to the source material. And things like that.
Okay, so bring more reality. Do you think people playing the game, now this is a stretch, I know, but so you've had, you know, 3 Cat Quests. Do you think this has persuaded some people to consider adopting cats?
Okay, that's a really good question. I don't know, but what we have seen is, so we get messages from our fans all the time, right? So we've been getting messages of like people telling us like, oh, you know, they actually don't like cats, right? Or they prefer other animals like dogs and stuff, right? But after playing the Cat Quest games, they're starting to, you know, get a little bit more open to cats in a sense. So I'm not sure like if we've convinced people to, you know, bring in cats into their households and things like that. But I think we're getting people to appreciate them a little bit more. Yeah, that's what I think.
Hey, why not? I mean, the more that get adopted and rescued and all that, the better. Here's another question. You said that people, you know, it's called Cat Quest, but there's people that are, you know, they're gamers. They're interested in games, whether they're cat people or not. So you have cat people, you have gaming people, yeah, then you have people that do both. So do you think that by, like I said, you have gaming people, you have cat people, there's some overlap. Do you think with all of the different quirks that you show with cats, because you have so many and you go through so, there's a lot of thorough detail, so which makes it exciting. Do you think it helps people to understand cats better? Because you said you did get good email from people, because originally I was a dog person. I had to learn about cats.
Oh.
There's this concept out there that cats are not small dogs. They are not. It's like cat life. It's on their terms. So do you think that you did a good job of showing that in the game? And how does that transcend into messages and communication you've received from fans?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. So I think as much as we try, right? So when we're designing the game, we try to pull as much as we can from what we know about cats and also from what we've researched and based on our own personal experience with them, right? So we pull from all of those and we incorporate them in the game itself. First and foremost, we're designing a game, right? So the game mechanics have to come first, right? And how cats inform those game mechanics really helps. As to whether all these come together to inform people better on what cats like and things like that, I think they do on kind of like on two layers, right? So it kind of does it on a superficial level where we do like give nods towards like the pop cultural stuff of cats, right? Like how we grew up knowing like cats like to drink milk, right? But you know, a lot of us don't know that cats are lactose intolerant in a sense.
Exactly.
And like milk is, they like milk, it's actually not great for them. So we kind of do acknowledge that in our games. So we hope when people play like Cat Quest, right? Like they'll be like, oh yeah, I know this about cats. Oh, but I didn't know that about cats, right? So it's a really tight balance of being, we have to be fun, right? But we also want to kind of pull from all those things and let people know that, hey, you know, there's these things about cats that you might not know as well. And we hope we've done that. So we have like kind of like a cat specialist in our team who's constantly vetting our stuff and making sure we're on point and things like that. So like information-wise, we do think we're pretty good at that. And we hope, like, obviously we hope people learn a thing or two when playing Cat Quest.
That sounds like a fun job title, cat specialist.
Yes, cat specialist. It's a secondary role. Right? Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you bring the reality in because it's a good way to educate people in a subtle way.
Exactly.
What's the next Cat Quest going to be?
Wow. Okay. So that's something I can't talk about.
Right? I know you can, but
when we first started designing Cat Quest, right, we actually had like a roadmap already planned out, right? We want to make 9 Cat Quest games because cats have 9 lives, right? As we all know, right? So every game in the series, we already have an idea, right? Like the first one was meant to introduce cats, right? Like this world of cats that we're trying to create. The second one was introducing the dog kingdom and how the cats and dogs have this relationship with each other. The third one is introducing pirates, right? Or pirates. So in that sense, we do have a plan from the first game all the way to the 9th one, right? So
Okay. Yeah,
we don't want to kind of like spoil the surprise of what's coming next. So okay. Which is why I don't want to talk about it. Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. We don't want to spoil the surprise.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have a cat?
I don't have a cat. And I knew this question would come up. I don't have a cat. But as I was saying, right?
Okay. So if you did have a cat, sorry to interrupt, but if you did have a cat, is there a certain kind you would like to have?
I would like to have a Persian, the Persian breed cat, yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, I just find them really cute. And I just became a dad myself, right? And then my baby boy like kind of has that face in a sense. So it's like perfect, yes.
See, I've always wanted a Sphinx, but being hairless, and I have a diva cat that does not like any other ones, and that's Molly. So one of the listeners, and I did a show on this, she wanted to give me a Sphinx cat.
Oh,
it would be a plane fly away. You know, I'm based in the U.S. and I'm in the South. She was based in the North. But I didn't think it would be fair to the Sphinx cat because I have 3 regular ones. Dennis is part Maine Coon. Molly's a Tux. And Charlotte's just a confused cat, but she's a tappy mix. So, but I would be worried because it's easy for their skin to get cut.
Right.
Yeah. So I thought, you know, I can't be selfish. I can't bring a Sphinx cat into a home where there's 3 others and one.
Yeah.
Dennis could care less. He's a, you know, Maine Coon. He's like an old dude. He doesn't care. He'll just, right. You know, it's just Molly wants, she's territorial.
Oh, man. Yeah. It doesn't sound safe for the Sphinx at all.
Some people think they're ugly. I think they're adorable. All right, Desmond, this has been so much fun, and I've learned a lot about Cat Quest 3. Where can our listeners buy it?
Right, so Cat Quest 3 is going to launch on August 8th, which is International Cat Day, on Steam, which is on PC. It's going to launch on Nintendo Switch. It's going to launch on PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X, Series S. And yeah, that's on consoles and PCs. Yeah, that's it. It's coming out on almost everything. Yeah, on August 8th.
Okay, you guys. August 8th, Cat Quest 3. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on Catitude.
Thank you. It was so much fun.
Thanks. I hope everyone enjoyed this show. Kind of different from usual Catitude shows, but so much fun. I want to thank Desmond Wong for coming on Catitude and sharing all this great information about Cat Quest 3. Thanks to everybody that listens to Catitude. I appreciate you listening so much. So thank you. Thank you. Any suggestions for topics that there's some that we haven't covered in a while or things that are new that you want to hear about, just send me a message, michelle@petliferadio.com. One L or two L's works. So it's michelle@petliferadio.com. And of course, thanks to my cat crew, Molly, Charlotte, and Dennis for helping me love all things cat. And a huge thank you to my producer, Mark Winter, for working his magic and making me and my guests sound amazing. So remember, lose the attitude, have catitude.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.